Well, we were very pleased to get a win against Eastern Michigan. You had some good things going on in that game and some not so good things, but it was good to win when you don't do everything right. And we're excited about our opportunity this week to go down to Auburn and play an important football game. So, any questions?
Can you talk about your defensive play, particularly this past weekend?
I was very impressed. I was thrilled. They played with a lot of enthusiasm and energy and made some things happen. Five interceptions, obviously, is making some things happen. They also got a fumble recovery. And we were just extremely aggressive and took things away from Eastern Michigan, which I was very pleased. Not only against the pass, but the run, too. Had a big, huge fourth down play that helped us. So very good by the entire defense. In fact, we had a bunch of people playing. We had a hard time picking a defensive player of the game, so we named the whole defense the defensive player of the game. So a good group effort by our defense.
When the offense struggling defense scores, creates turnovers, is that a sign of team maturing, or is that a good sign?
Well, you don't want your offense to struggle, but if they do, you want somebody to step up, either special teams or the defense, or somebody to right the ship offensively. And we did enough good things offensively to win the game, and just a few little things that we could have cleaned up would have made us look a whole lot better offensively. But you want somebody to step up, and if somebody's not getting the job done, it might be just the opposite some other game. Defense struggles, offense has to score a bunch of points to win, so you hope to have that happen.
You said you all were extremely aggressive. Was that just something particularly that worked out against Eastern Michigan? Or
no, I'm not talking about play calling. I'm talking about the actual play of our players. They played extremely fast because I think they were confident in what they were doing and didn't hesitate at all and got up and made some big plays and attacked. I wasn't particularly talking about the play calling, even though we've been especially, I think, aggressive in play calling this year, and Coach Fowler's done a great job of it.
What are your concerns going on the road? It's the first time on the road this year. They're playing an Auburn team who had the national spotlight and upset Florida, so they're feeling a little bit better about themselves as well.
Yeah, I'm sure they are, for good reason. That was an excellent game by Auburn and a big win for them. And, they did it on the road, so, no reason why we can't do it on the road. Our guys have really enjoyed playing on the road in the last few years. It's a great atmosphere. We'll have, 88,000 or whatever they hold down there, screaming people. And, that gets you fired up. It's fun to play in those kind of situations. And so far we haven't let it bother us. I think noise has not been a problem. So, it's just we're going to look at it as all positives if we can. Just working out the details of making a trip, probably the hardest thing, but the players just get on the plane and then get on a bus and play.
Obviously, Chris can't turn it over four times. What happened in that game Saturday?
Well, I think Eastern Michigan did a fine job on defense, number one. They were doing a lot of moving around, and his first interception was a good play on a defensive lineman's part. They dropped a guy off, act like he was going to rush, and then dropped off and stepped right in the throwing lane and made a good play. So the other is probably, lack of judgment or bad judgment. I had bad judgment in the game myself. I do it all the time. So, we just try to get better and make the right decisions next time and see if we can get things better offensively. We're not panicking now. We did some good things there too.
And it's not the norm for Chris, though.
No, it's not. But that's what we're counting on. It's not the norm, and we'll get back to norm and hopefully do better.
Well, talking about Auburn, what did they do to go from losing home to Mississippi State to be winning at Florida? What did you see as the biggest improvement or turnaround they made in that span?
Well, I haven't seen totally the Mississippi State game yet, and you know we're watching cut-ups right now, so I haven't watched whole games, but I guess just much more efficient in what they were doing, and you know, didn't turn the ball over as much, I'm sure, but you know, right now I'm not sure.
Coach, it seems that Bobby that Chris has the personality that will allow him to overcome the four interception game.
Yeah, I mean, Chris, you know, knows you got to go back and start fighting again and learning what to do and do it better, and he doesn't dwell on previous mistakes too much, so hopefully he'll just step out there and, you know, had a good day yesterday. We'll hopefully have a good day tomorrow in practice and get back on track. And, you know, Chris made some big plays running the football for us. And he made a big play, you know, two touchdown passes. You know, you got to remember that, too. The first one to, the one to Sean Walker, you know, he stood in the pocket and waited for him to come open. And they were putting a pretty good rush on there, just what you want him to do. And, you know, he can do those things, and he'll do them again.
Freezing the kicker seems to be a new thing. There's been a lot of games involving it in the NFL and college. Do you have an opinion on the freeze right before making a guy kick it again? And do you work with your kicker about being ready for those things to happen?
That's not entirely new. I mean, we had that happen to us, I think, 3 years ago. We had to kick one at halftime. I forgot who it was against. But, you know, it's not that new of a thing. It came about when they allowed the head coach to call timeout, and he can do it. He can be right in the ear of that official on the sideline, where he used to have to get the attention of one of his players to go to an official, and made the whole process harder to do what was done, you know, against Auburn the other day. So, I just want our guys to concentrate when the ball snapped and put on the ground, kick it. You know, don't worry about anything else, and don't anticipate timeouts, or, you know, just don't even think about them. So, but, you know, that's the way the rules are now. And I'm sure people will continue to try it. And, you know, you never know. You might call out timeout when he misses one, and then you look bad. So.
Work on that, though? Is that some of practice where you
know? Yeah, I try to call them only when they're going to make them.
No, but I mean, like in practice, though, would you have, okay, you're practicing, you kick it, and would you just throw it back up there at the line real quick and pretend like there was a timeout call, you got to do it again? That would be unsettling.
Well, that's unsettling, but, you know, kickers, you know, they got to be ready to kick under any circumstances. It's got to be, you know, they got to come off the bench when you don't have a timeout, and you got to get the ball and kill it and get up there and kick. And, you know, we practice those things a lot. So, you know, a good kicker is just going to concentrate on his job. And I really don't think icing works. I think that rule is a little bit unfair. And to me, it looked almost like he waited too late, you know, like the snap was already gone, because I thought I saw some heads turn. And then he said timeout, so I don't know.
Coach, you talk about kickers having to kick under any circumstances. Can you talk about how gratifying it was for Bryant to miss that 50-yarder right before halftime, get the offsides, and get back up?
Well, I think hopefully one of the reasons he missed it, I mean, they had about three people offsides, and, you know, and put a little pressure on him that he would not normally get in a normal kick. But it was good to see him step up and knock that next one through. And it was important 3 points, I thought. We were up 10-0, and important 3 points for just our psyche, you know, going into halftime and coming out. And we got a turnover and made some things happen. So I think it was a big, big help.
Pretty big game for him, 3-4, I guess.
Yeah, it's good to have him back. I mean, you know, still got a lot of confidence in Bryant. I think he works extremely hard at it and tries to do his very best, and that's all we can ask him to do.
Coach, can you talk a little bit about the parity in the SEC this year? I mean, you got Mississippi State winning in Auburn, you got Auburn winning at Florida. I mean, is this as close as you've seen this league from top to bottom?
Yeah, as close as I've seen it. I've only been here 6 years, so it's a long time. But, I think it definitely is a situation now. It's a little bit different than when we first got in here. More teams have the capabilities to hang in there with the perennial powers that are in this league, and it makes for some interesting games, and makes for interesting scenarios for the later in the season. So, you know, it's a lot of fun. I hope we can get in there and be a part of it.
When you see Florida go down, I mean, it opens up things for everybody else.
It opens it up, and you know, I also think it shows that you know, there are no unbeatable teams, and you know, play hard, do what you're supposed to. You might have a chance to win in the end, and you know, that's what you got to be prepared to do.
Well, about your defense again, is this the fastest you guys have been on defense since you've been here, or what are the other improvements that have been made on defense by the fall?
Well, yeah, we've got a pretty veteran group, but we are faster than we've ever been, and we got some guys who played a bunch of plays in there. You know, Theo inside, Gabe Hall inside has played a bunch of plays. Curtis Gatewood, defensive end, has played a bunch. Broderick Stewart, I think, gets better and better. Steven Stone gets better and better, defensive end. We got two veteran linebackers Marcus Bugs and John Goff, and I think a very talented third linebacker in Brandon Bryant. Now with Patrick Benoit back, we feel good about the fourth linebacker. We got two solid safeties. We got a playmaker at corner, and we got a real steady corner. So experience, speed, you know, athletic ability, I think it's all gone up a little bit. Over previous years.
Laborious process of just getting.
It's what we've been trying to do. I mean, we're trying to get faster, better, more experienced players. That'll do wonders for you.
Coach, you talking about having Patrick back out there this weekend?
Well, you know, Patrick was, you know, in there, didn't get a lot of action, but it's good to have him back. And you know, Patrick is a very dependable player. Technique-wise, very, you know, particular how he does things, and does it just like he's coached to do. So, and, you know, it's good to have those kind of guys available. And he can play multiple positions, too, if he has to. He could play Mike, he can play Will, and heck, if we had to, he could probably play Sam, too. Not at the same time. Well, you know, they are pretty balanced, you know, but, you know, they, right now, Brandon Cox, I think, you know, had a very fine game against Florida, and you put Cody Burns in there as a, you know, sort of a Tim Tebow effect that Florida had last year, I think makes them pretty hard to prepare for, and, you know, those kind of situations just, you know, drive coordinators wild, and you know, just makes for long, hard nights. And you know, when they have two packages, you almost have to have another package in your defense for those situations. But those two together are very explosive. And you know, obviously they got some good offensive linemen. They're big up front. And running backs, you know, galore. So you know, it's going to be a challenge for our defense.
Do you expect to see both Cox and Barnes this weekend?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I really do expect it, yeah.
Any other questions? Bobby, a little off subject here, but the NFL, they release injury reports, I think, twice a week, Wednesday, Friday, I'm not sure. Would you want to see college go to that to make it kind of level that everybody knows, or would you prefer nobody releasing any injury information on? What are your thoughts on just the difference between the NFL and college?
Well, one thing, that's one of my pet peeves. I don't want to be like the NFL. You know, we've got a better game than the NFL. I'll try to keep telling people about it. And you know, the NFL guys are paid. And, you know, you can, when you pay people, you can do different things. You can release information about them. But, you know, I don't think we're that secretive, but we don't want to go overboard and telling every little detail about somebody's injury. I mean, you know, some of them are personal. So I like it like it is.
When you say we, do you mean Vanderbilt?
Yeah, I mean, I'm not, I don't deny injuries or tell you they're not hurt when they are hurt or, you know, but I get asked every day, is so-and-so going to be back? I don't know. We don't know. And, you know, they get, that's why they get treatment. And, yeah, I think it's just too big a deal was made out of.
Is it illegal under the privacy
rules? Yeah, not unless they sign a waiver.
One more question?
Jeff Janney's going to be back?
I don't know, he's getting treatment this week. We'll find out.
Thanks very much, Coach.